An odd view. Let's pray. Gracious Almighty God, we thank you for this day, for this place, for bringing us all together in community to worship you and to be with one another. We ask that you would continue to dwell among us here, that you would fill us with your love, with your hope, that you would fill us with your peace that passes all understanding, and that you would open up our hearts and our minds and our souls to hear and to receive your message of grace, mercy, and love. We pray this in your holy name. Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you. I needed that, Steve. So if last week's gospel, Matthew 24, 36 through 44, if you remember, called us to wake up and be watchful of the worlds within us and around us, then this week's gospel calls us to respond, repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. What does that mean for you? What is John the Baptist asking of us? What has been your experience of repentance? Does it inspire hope? Does it inspire joy? Or when you hear the word repent, do you think, like me, uh-oh, someone's in trouble? My thinking about and understanding of repentance has changed over the years. I used to think about repentance mostly in terms of behavior and morality. Somebody was in trouble, so they had to change their ways. And yeah, that's a good place to begin to understand repentance when you're young. Somebody had better straighten up and fly right. Repentance meant being sorry, remorseful for my behavior, trying harder and doing better next time. It meant being good. I thought if I could just be good enough and do it all right, then everything would work out. Life has a way, a very good way, of dispelling that notion quickly. All of us could probably tell stories about times when we did it right, when we gave it our best, we tried hard, we made the right decisions, we met the expectations, we did what we were supposed to do, and it still didn't go the way that we wanted. Or maybe it did. Maybe we got exactly what we hoped for, but we still felt as if something was missing or lacking or incomplete. Maybe we felt empty still. On a larger scale, I used to think that if enough people would be good in the world, if enough people in the world would try harder and do better, then the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven would come. The world would change and problems would be fixed. I'm not so sure about that anymore. It's a childhood fantasy. It doesn't seem to fit with what Matthew is saying here through John the Baptist in today's gospel. Listen again to what he says. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. According to John the Baptist, the kingdom has already come near. Repentance is not the precondition of the kingdom coming. Rather, it's our response to the kingdom that has already come near. In this time, and in this place, in these circumstances, and in my life, and your life as they are right now. Maybe that's why John the Baptist is so harsh on the Pharisees and the Sadducees, calling them a brood of vipers. They've become too comfortable in their status as children of Abraham. They have failed to recognize that it is not a status to be possessed, but a way of being and a life to be lived. It's a set course, a trajectory for their lives, even as it is for ours. So, what if repentance is about more than correcting bad behavior and wrong choices? What if repentance is really about returning to our true and better selves? What if repentance is like learning to walk? It's not so much about whether we will fall, but whether we will get back up again. What if repentance is about recovering the parts of ourselves that we have forgotten or ignored or neglected? What if repentance is about facing those aspects of ourselves that we don't like, that we think are unacceptable or unlovable? Those parts of ourselves that we are afraid of. What if repentance is simply about the many U-turns that we make to get back on track? The opportunity to change our mind, have a change of heart, and change the direction of our life? What if repentance is the recognition that we all are recovering human beings regardless of guilt or innocence? That would mean hope and not guilt lies at the heart of repentance. Our focus would be less on where we've come from and more on where we are headed. It would be less about wrongdoing and it would be more about healing and recovery. That doesn't mean repentance is about becoming something new, something we are not already. It is rather returning to and reclaiming the original beauty given to us at our creation. And who among us here today doesn't need to make that trip? Who among us here today hasn't known a time when our original beauty has been ignored, doubted, forgotten, or disfigured and defaced? Repentance frees us from the past and makes the future possible, all because the kingdom has already come near. I'm not minimizing the importance or consequences of our behavior and the choices we make. I simply want to enlarge our understanding of repentance and maybe expand its reach into our lives. I need that. Maybe you do too. For those who stay awake and watchful, repentance becomes a way of life. And it comes in some of the most very ordinary ways. And I want to give you some examples of what I'm thinking of. Have you ever gotten so caught up in conversation with a friend, a meal with a loved one, in reading or writing, in music, or in your artwork or hobby, playing with your kids, sitting in silence at sunset, and you lose track of all time? In that experience, nothing was lacking. Everything was exactly as it should have been. Everything was perfect, and you never wanted it to end. In some way, that was a time of repentance, and you had returned to and were living from your truest and most authentic self. At a former church, every Thursday I would lead chapel for the children in the preschool. At the end of chapel, I would stand at the door and greet each child as they left for class. Some gave me high fives, others hugged me. Most wanted to hold my hands and jump as I lifted them up into the air, but not one of those children cared about my past. They didn't care about my successes. They didn't care about my failures. They weren't interested in what I had done or what I had left undone. They were not listening to the voices of doubt and self-criticism that chattered away in my head. They saw my better self and invited me to see it too. It's kind of as if they were whispering into my ear, "Repent, Pastor Joel, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." A couple of weeks ago, or a couple weeks ago, I received a handmade card from a friend. She said that she was practicing 30 days of gratitude, and I was her gratitude for that day. Then she told me things that she saw about my life. As I read that card, graciousness swept over me. I was lifted up, and I was grateful for my own life. She could just as well have written at the end of the card, "P.S. Pastor Joel, repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." Sometimes the circumstances of life take us out of our center. I know none of you have experienced this. Someone hurts or betrays us, and we begin to feel suspicious and mistrustful. We're envious of another person's successes or opportunities and unable to celebrate their joys. Maybe grief or sorrow overwhelm us and cut us to the quick. We can no longer see the beauty of life in ourselves or ourselves. Those also are moments of repentance, not because we've been bad. Feelings are real and maybe even legitimate, but because we know that's not the life we want to live, that's not how we want to be, it's not how we were created to be. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. Sometimes I get in bed at night and I look back on the day. I hear words that I wish I hadn't said. I see actions that I wish I hadn't taken and choices that I regret. I don't know what came over me, what possessed me to say and do those things, but I know that's not who I am. It's just not me or who I want to be. Slowly, I begin to recover and return to myself, my true self. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is coming near. Repentance is awareness. Repentance is awareness and is the path we take to live the life we most truly want and to become more fully ourselves. It is what God wants for us. It is what Christ wants for us. It is an ongoing process. It is a process that never ends. It's a never-ending journey, my friends. With each step on that path, we clothe ourselves in the attributes and in the characteristics of God. We put on love. We put on healing and forgiveness and mercy. We dress ourselves in generosity and in wisdom and in peace and in joy. We wear justice and compassion. With repentance, the wardrobe of God is ours. And you know what? It fits. And you know what? We wear it well. Repentance brings us face to face with the one who is more powerful, the one who creates and loves us, the one who looks us in the face and says, I love you. I know you. I recognize you. I see you. I see myself in the beauty of your soul. So let me ask you, what keeps you from living the life that you want? What holds you back? What prevents you from being your truest and most authentic self? What would it take to be fully you? What might you need to let go of, or to give up, or to leave behind? What U-turns might you need to make? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near, and you are beautiful, and you are beloved and holy. Let's pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks for your words of grace, your words of knowledge and repentance. We give you thanks for the reminders that you give to us daily in your word and in the actions of those around us. We ask that you would continue to walk with us through this season of Advent and help us to recognize who we truly are and what we are waiting for. Lord God, we owe everything to you. Help us to show your love to the world. Help us to accept those things about ourselves that are imperfect. Help us to let go of the fears that hold us back from being our truest self. We thank you for all that you have done for us and continue to do. We pray this in your holy name.